For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is golfing this weekend at his New Jersey resort, but he says he's also interviewing Supreme Court candidates.
I have it set up for Monday. I may have two of them come like the old days with Bedminster, right?
The president said that there are two females on the list of possible choices and that all of the justices are conservative. He plans to make the announcement on July 9th. Now it's Canada's turn to retaliate for U.S. tariffs on imported goods from the North. American goods going to Canada will be subject to 10 to 25% import tariffs there. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland.
I cannot emphasize enough the regret with which we take these countermeasures. We are acting very much in sorrow, not in anger.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The Colorado heat is not appreciated on the fire lines. At least 5 wildfires are burning in the state. Hundreds of homes have been evacuated. Phil Daniels, the deputy director of the state's Department of Fire Prevention and Control, says the spring fire in southern Colorado is now up to 24,000 acres.
Don't want to be in front of it, so we find ourselves chasing it, and we're making progress in the chase.
In Thailand, people are coming together to keep alive hope that the 12 boys and their soccer coach who disappeared in a flooded mountain cave a week ago will be rescued. Reporter Nikhil Kumar explains.
What's complicated the rescue efforts over the last few days is that this particular area has been hit by quite heavy rainfall, and that's blocked some of the normal entrances to this cave complex. In fact, pumps that are normally used to deal with flood water in Bangkok have been moved up to the area to help with the rescue operation.
Soldiers and volunteers continue to look for the missing children. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Nope, it's not your imagination. An expert says your nose does look bigger in selfies. USA's Chris Barnes sniffed out the details for us.
A reconstructive facial surgeon at Rutgers, New Jersey Medical School named Dr. Boris Pashkover says it's not your imagination. Selfies do make your nose look bigger. So do any close photographs taken with a smartphone. And he says it's the smartphone that's to blame. They typically make the base of the nose look 30% wider and the tip of the nose look 7% wider when the photos are taken at close range. And selfies are typically taken from 12 inches away. He says it's not like he doesn't like their business, but he says when patients come in demanding nose jobs purely because they don't like how they look in their selfies, he proves it to them by taking a portrait at about a distance of 4 to 5 feet away. But still, he says, most of those patients still insist on nasal surgery, saying it's important for them to look good in their selfies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Police say a parking officer at a Southern California college is dead. The suspect was fatally shot by police. The parking officer was killed on Friday at Cal Poly Pomona. No word yet on what led to the shooting on the campus of more than 25,000 graduate and undergraduate students. Los Angeles County Sheriff's homicide detectives will investigate. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.